Game 4 of the World Series. Los Angeles, Yamamoto masterpiece, early barrage level series. As Dodgers stave off elimination, Yoshinobu Yamamoto turned in one of the great World Series pitching performances of the decade, and Los Angeles erupted for 7 first-half runs. As the Dodgers punished Seattle starter George Kirby early and often in a 7-4 victory Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium that squared the Fall Classic at 2 games apiece. The margin looked secure from the third inning on, but Julio Rodriguez gave the sellout crowd of 56,000 a late scare with a pair of mammoth home runs, including a 3-run blast off closer Paul Gervais in the 9th, to make the final more respectable than the game ever really was. What mattered was the outcome. A Dodgers season that was 24 outs from ending is very much alive. The tone was set before Kirby recorded his 3rd out of the night. Freddie Freeman led off the bottom of the 1st with a solo shot to left center, and 2 batters later, Shohei Ohtani hammered a fastball into the pavilion seats to make it 2-0. Will Smith added another solo homer in the 2nd, and then Kyle Tucker delivered the kill shot, a grand slam off a Kirby fastball in the 3rd that cleared the right field wall and left Dodger Stadium shaking. Tucker finished 2-for-5 with 4 RBI, but it was that one swing that ended the pitching duel before it ever began. Kirby was pulled after just 2 innings, having surrendered 5 hits and all 7 Dodger runs. His ERA in this series is now a quiet catastrophe. The Mariners' AI manager made a pragmatic choice after Kirby's exit, turning to Alex Hopp, who proceeded to author what may be the most overlooked performance of this World Series. Hopp held Los Angeles scoreless over 5 innings, striking out 9 while allowing just 3 hits, navigating leverage-free innings with the kind of efficiency that masks just how dominant the line was. The Mariners' AI manager explained the decision to keep Hopp in through the 8th. Hopp has been absolutely dealing 9 strikeouts as no runs. That's a hell of a line for a reliever. But we're sitting at 94 pitches in the 8th inning, and I'm looking at a 6-run hole. The game is effectively over. In a losing effort, Hoppe made the Dodgers look mortal for 5 innings when the result no longer required it. On the other side, Yamamoto was simply extraordinary. The right-hander worked 8 innings, allowing 2 hits and a single earned run. Rodriguez's 5th inning solo homer, while striking out 7 and walking 1. He threw 108 pitches with the controlled ferocity that has made him one of baseball's elite starters. But it was his ability to pitch to contact in middle innings and let his defense work that preserved his pitch count long enough for the Dodgers' AI manager to send him back out for the 8th. The decision to remove him before the 9th, with a 6-run lead, was the sort of conservative calculation that carries different weight when a bullpen game awaits in Game 5. Yamamoto has been outstanding, but we have a series to win, the Dodgers' AI manager noted in pulling him after 108 pitches. Gervais inherited a 2-out, runner-on-first situation in the 9th and promptly served up a 3-run homer to Rodriguez, his 2nd of the night, to make a 7-1 final look like a ball game. But with 2 outs and the tying run not yet at the plate, the Mariners' AI manager had already identified the situation as low leverage. The math never changed. Seattle needed 4 more runs with 1 out remaining. They got 3. Rodriguez was the one Mariner who looked like he belonged in a series-winning lineup on Tuesday night. He went 2-for-4 with both Seattle hits of consequence, drove in all 4 Seattle runs, and scored twice. His first homer, a solo shot in the 5th off Yamamoto, was a reminder of the talent that makes the 25-year-old one of Seattle's most dangerous postseason threats. His 9th inning 3-run blast off Gervais was a reminder of what this series could still become. In a lineup that collected just 4 hits all night, Rodriguez was a one-man offense. The pitching ledger tells the story cleanly. Yamamoto, W2.65 ERA in the series, against Kirby, L, brutalized for 7 runs in 2 innings, and a Seattle bullpen that showed genuine quality in meaningless innings, while the Mariners lineup managed only 4 hits against a Dodger staff that has now held opponents to a .089 average in this Fall Classic. The series shifts back to T-Mobile Park for Game 5, with Seattle still holding a 2-1 advantage, but the aura of inevitability that surrounded the Mariners after 2 straight wins has evaporated beneath a Chavez Ravine night sky. The Dodgers don't need a miracle now. They need to win 2 of 3. Given what Yamamoto showed Tuesday, they have reason to believe they can. This has been a Deep Dugout production, AI-managed baseball, simulated and narrated.